Job for Life, WHO Chief Tedros gifted another five-year term unopposed. By Simon Kent on May 24, 2022. World Health Organization, WHO. Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus is guaranteed a second five-year term Tuesday when he stands for re-election in an unopposed ballot. The 57-year-old former Ethiopian Minister of Health and Foreign Affairs will be rewarded by attendees at the WHO's main annual assembly in Geneva, Switzerland, in a flat rejection of any attempt to reform the UN subsidiary. His first term was marked by stumbling to address the coronavirus pandemic while deferring to China alongside a long line of other crises, including a sexual abuse scandal involving WHO staff in the Democratic Republic of Congo and wider allegations of mismanagement across the globalist institution. Scientists drafted by WHO to investigate the coronavirus origins in Wuhan, China, admitted the critical probe was stalled last year, after issuing a report even Tedros acknowledged had prematurely ruled out the possibility of a laboratory leak. Such has been his questionable performance. At one stage, a global petition calling for Tedros to resign went close 1 million signatures. It was roundly ignored by WHO bureaucrats who operate like their leader inside a culture of absolute impunity. With President Joe Biden's arrival in the White House, Tedros has enjoyed broad support in Washington, which has helped shield him from further criticism. This backing is in stark contrast to Biden's predecessor Donald Trump, who began pulling the United States out of the WHO after excoriating it for being Beijing's puppet and helping cover up the initial Wuhan coronavirus outbreak. Watch, President Donald Trump withdraws the U.S. from the WHO. As Breitbart News reported, there is no shortage of criticism from the world outside the WHO for Tedros and his work. Critics point to the fact he is not a medical doctor and is a member of a Marxist-Leninist Ethiopian political party that analysts have listed as a perpetrator of terrorism. As a member of the violent and powerful communist Ethiopian political party known as the Tigrayan People's Liberation Front, TPLF, Tedros rose through Ethiopia's autocratic regime to reign as health, 2005 to 2012, and foreign minister, 2012 to 2016. Analysts, reportedly including American government officials, had listed the TPLF in the global terrorism database. In October 2017, Tedros named Zimbabwe dictator Robert Mugabe a goodwill ambassador to help combat non-communicable diseases in Africa, provoking outrage from medical professionals and human rights groups. At the time, the New York Times noted, "The role of goodwill ambassador is largely symbolic, but rights groups were scathing in their reaction to the symbolism of giving it to a man whose leadership, they say, has led to the collapse of its health service and major rights abuses in Zimbabwe." Ultimately, Tedros rescinded his decision to name Mugabe goodwill ambassador in the wake of criticism. The 75th World Health Assembly is currently being held in Geneva, Switzerland, and ends Saturday. This is the decision-making body of WHO comprised of representatives of 194 countries. The biennial WHO budget for 2022 to 2023 has been set at $6.12 billion, a 5% increase from the $5.84 billion budgeted for the previous biennium, 2020 to 2021. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.